Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Good.
News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Military prosecutors are not recommending the maximum punishment for the Army private that's convicted of spilling government secrets. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin has more from Washington.
60 years in prison, that's the recommendation prosecutors are making to a military judge deciding the future of Army Private Bradley Manning. Convictions on 20 counts, including espionage-related crimes, could land Manning a 90-year sentence. The judge is expected to begin deliberating on punishment tomorrow. Manning's defense team argued during the sentencing phase of the court-martial that the former intelligence analyst was struggling with gender identity and was deeply depressed when he handed over hundreds of thousands of classified files to the website WikiLeaks. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Congressman Sean Duffy stopping in Wausau today. Immigration, jobs, and Obamacare on the agenda as he talked with members of the Wausau Chamber of Commerce. Duffy told the crowd that shutting down the government to get rid of Obamacare is really a bad idea for the GOP.
So you take what's a winning issue right now, where 60% of Americans don't like the bill, and if you shut the government down, it turns into a losing issue.
He says he's in support of a Republican plan on immigration reform, which would offer a legal status but not citizenship to 11 million illegal immigrants. A woman hospitalized after an ATV accident near Junction City yesterday. Portage County investigators say 52-year-old Jillian Elaine Sharping crashed a Polaris 4x4. This happened about a mile off the roads at 1 in the afternoon. A family member called for help and applied a tourniquet to control the bleeding until the medical crews got there. Rudolph Fire and Rescue used their six-wheel all-terrain vehicle to get Sharping to the road. From there, Portage County ambulance took her to St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield. She remains there in fair condition. Another warm weather toy crash involved a personal watercraft on Lake Wausau Saturday, and it could have turned out much worse. This happened near the Eagles Club. DNR Conservation Warden Ben Hertzfeld said the man who was injured was riding one of the watercraft when he got off the accelerator and made a quick 180-degree turn. Another similar craft driven by a family member couldn't slow down before striking his. Hertzfeld said the injured man has been released from the hospital. He's being cited for allowing an underage person to operate a personal watercraft and for operating a watercraft faster than slow, no wake within 100 feet of another boat. The man's name has not yet been released. A woman is hospitalized after an ATV crash near Junction City yesterday. Portage County investigators say 52-year-old Jillian Sharping crashed a Polaris 4x4 about a mile off the road at 1 in the afternoon. A family member called for help. Rudolph Fire and Rescue got her back out to the road, and the ambulance took her to St. Joseph's Hospital from there. She remains in fair condition at St. Joseph's Hospital. An update on that jet ski crash from Saturday on Lake Wausau. The crash involved two personal watercrafts. DNR Conservation Warden Ben Hertzfeld said the man who was injured was in the lead when he got off the accelerator and made a quick 180 turn. The second craft couldn't slow down and struck him, causing the injuries. Hertzfeld said the injured man has been released from the hospital. He's also being cited for allowing an underage person to operate a personal watercraft and for operating a personal watercraft faster than a slow no wake within 100 feet of another boat. The highest paid state government employee is David Villa. He's the chief operator for the State Investment Board. Gannett Wisconsin Media reviewed their state salaries. They found that Villa will make over $800,000 this year. That includes a base salary of $413,000 and a bonus of $421,000 because the public retirement fund he oversees has exceeded expectations for earnings. Administration database shows that 27 of the 50 highest state government salaries belong to investment board employees. Even more Wisconsin students will benefit this fall from AmeriCorps, the farm-to-school program. Jackie Johnson has the story.
Students in a total of 13 counties will learn more this fall about how their food is grown. The AmeriCorps farm-to-school program involves healthful meals and snacks, experiencing gardening, and nutritional education.
We try to take a comprehensive approach, incorporating those nutrition education component, incorporating an activity like a school garden so that the kids are having that hand-on connection.
Sarah Larson is AmeriCorps Farm School Program Manager with the State Ag Department. The program seeks to serve students more locally produced food while promoting healthier eating and less childhood obesity.
They're more likely to eat it. They'll feel more connected to it.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy, chance of an isolated evening shower or thunderstorm north of Wausau. And then overnight, just partly cloudy and somewhat humid, a low of 56. We'll have light southwest wind. Partly cloudy, warmer and more humid Tuesday, high near 87. The heat index values will reach the upper 80s to low 90s. Winds southwest at 8 to 18 miles per hour. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy and muggy. Expect a low of 61. Winds will be south-southwest at 5 to 10. Wednesday, very warm and again humid. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening. High around 91. Heat index values will be in the 90s. Winds southwest at 8 to 16 miles per hour. That's news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.